now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when
I came. It's your boy! Time for 5, 4, 3, 2, welcome everybody to the Arsenal Premier League podcast on V2Football.com. Sponsored by
ArtOfFootball.com.
Yes, episode 40, Al.
Episode
overall,
40. Last season of, 4.
Season 4, last one of the season.
Episode 10.
Episode 10. So overall, 40 episodes. 40 fun-filled episodes you guys have been treated to.
So, who would have funked it?
Not me, son. Not me.
We thought we struggled to get to 4.
We did, and we did. But we pushed on through, son.
Pushed on through. They say, don't listen to them. They said, don't listen to them. We don't need an audience. Just do it, boys. Give you something to do at the end of the week.
You don't need an audience.
Give yourself a break from your families.
It doesn't matter. No one listens. As long as you're on the fan, boys.
Shits and giggles. We are going on tour. That's the big announcement.
Yes.
Next year. 52 dates.
50 arena tour.
52 arena tours. Starting in Margate.
Yes.
And finishing in Tonopandy.
Tonopandy.
We're not too sure if Tonopandy has an arena or Margate.
Well, it could be Fireman Sam lives in Tonopandy.
That's Pontopandy.
Ah, you've done it again.
That's Pontopandy, son. Tonopandy is a real place. It's in the Ronva Canataf.
So it's...
Laughing for
joking, son.
It's in the Ronva.
So what's wrong with Pontopandy, then?
Pontopandy is a fictional place.
I've seen it on the telly.
Made from Postman Pat.
No.
No, Fireman Sam.
Where's Postman Pat live?
Arundel. What the fuck is it? I don't know.
Arundel. Is that Lord of the Rings or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, yeah, before we go on the football. Well, first of all, as we say, we're sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. If you haven't been on there, get on their website. ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter, find them on Facebook, Instagram. Beautiful handcrafted.
Beautiful!
Oh, t-shirts, prints, canvases.
You're wearing one now, Ash?
I'm wearing one now, the old John Walt one. I've had it washed and dry cleaned. But as we said, handcrafted designs emulate the beauty of those split second moments. The moments that you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And of course they only produce a limited number of each design, so your t-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. And because they are our sponsors, Al, we've got an exclusive promo code, discount code, 10% off.
Say what?
10% off, so all you got to do is enter Ash and Al. And, you know, Bob's your uncle.
Well, I used to do the other day, son. As you can see, I'm wearing the Alf Inge Haaland t-shirt when he got injured.
Beautiful, son.
His leg break.
Yes.
Roy Keane.
Defining
Roy
moment.
Roy Keane choking at him.
Defining moment, as you'll all agree. But it's Ash and Al. The and symbol it is. Ash and Al, all one word. Pop it in for your discount. Yeah, get on there.
Don't pop it in. If you've got money, don't pop it in.
Well, if you've got the money, we don't care.
You think, I don't want a 10% discount.
You're mad!
I'm Daddy Warbucks!
You're mad! God damn it. But yeah, so get on that, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Al, we always have a catch up, so before we go on the football, anything interesting happened
half
to you?
Half time, innit? Half time. Half term.
Half term. It's half term,
half term.
Al. 2 weeks! What a fucking pain in the ass, Al. Fucking hell. I'm glad I'm working, son. I'm glad I'm working every day and the missus has to deal with it.
You lucky, son.
I know.
I ended up in Bristol on Wednesday. Boom.
Oh.
Beautiful. Get yourself down to Bristol,
son. Down to Bristol.
Went to Bristol Museum, an art gallery, my little girl, my non-wife.
Nice.
Oh, what a good day out.
Yeah.
Lovely day. Bristol Museum, really good.
Was it? Yes.
Really good Bristol Museum. I highly recommend it. Oh, and it's nice. Bristol itself, just a stunning place. Looks like something from Oliver.
Oh, Oliver.
It does. Looks like Bath.
Does it? I've never been to either, so I've got nothing to compare
it to. So SMS, the SS Grit, built by Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Yes.
Obviously drove under the suspension bridge.
Yeah.
Brunel's suspension bridge. We were going to the aquarium, but we had a lot of bad reviews about that, and very expensive. So we knocked down on the head and we went to the museum. Yeah. And then on the way back, we went to Cardiff Museum.
Nice.
Which is a lovely museum as well. Not as good as Bristol Museum.
I've been there, but not for years. When we went to the college, I think.
I think so, a few
years ago that was, now.
So. But, off term, so...
Trying to think of things to do, innit?
Thinking things to do, yeah.
Obviously Easter weekend, ah.
Friday, I just, just hang around like Jesus did. On Friday.
Kneeling day,
happy kneeling day to everybody.
Listen to this, Al.
I'm listening.
Easter Sunday.
It's today.
You had a dinner, didn't you?
Of course I had a dinner. I had a beautiful dinner.
Every year, without fail, we go around our mother-in-law's
for a dinner. That's your problem right there, son.
That is the problem right there, son. She'll burn water, she will. Anyway, we go down there for dinner, Al. What happens? Someone, I think her nephew, I think it is.
She tried to suck you off again, did she?
Her nephew has organised his wedding tomorrow, Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, Easter Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So?
I was going to see. I'm sure someone's got a wedding tomorrow. Yeah. Rachel, isn't it?
She's off. I'm Mummy Todd with the baby. So she's decided it was too much effort to do a Sunday dinner today because she's got too much to organise. Bear in mind, she's not involved in this wedding other than a guest. So, what do we have? What did we have for...
Cold meats?
No.
Chips, is it? Well?
No. We had to go to McDonald's.
Shut up.
She wouldn't feed us.
On an Easter Sunday?
Easter Sunday, we had to have a McDonald's.
You cheeky bastards.
I had to have a McDonald's.
You cheeky bastards. They shouldn't even be open.
And I had a revelation.
It's a religious holiday.
Sorry, dude. We'll get to the football at any time now, Liz.
Oh, I'm fuming.
Fuming. You are, son. I'm disgusted with it now. Disgusted. Anyway, so we go to McDonald's, and I had a revelation on the way back.
What, you had a pack of them as well, didn't you?
I had a revelation. Love them. The coffee ones are the best. But you think about, they got their, obviously their beef burgers, the hamburgers.
Yeah.
They got the chicken burgers.
Yeah.
They got their fish and fillet burgers.
Fish and fillet, yeah.
Now, I'm sure they've done pulled pork at one point or another.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's special, isn't it?
When pulled pork broke out.
Yeah.
And suddenly everyone wanted it. They've never done lamb. Now, why don't they do a limited edition Easter
lamb burger? Yeah.
A McDonald's, a McMinted lamb burger.
I see. McMinted.
I told this to the missus in the car. Yeah. I said, I'm going to tweet them. I'm going to tweet them and tell them. McMinted lamb burger.
No.
Special edition.
You say they don't do it, but they don't do Unite the Kingdom. Obviously, when I was in Poland.
True enough.
Obviously, when I was in Poland, there was a lot more they did over there. They did the, can't remember what it's called in Poland, but it's the pork chop in breadcrumbs. You can get it over here. You can get them in a burger.
Yeah.
And obviously I told about the breakfast menu and all that shite.
Yes.
But obviously different regions have different menus. So it could be somewhere in the world they do a lamb burger.
Probably, but not here. We get the short end of the store with the
kebab burger. Kebab burger.
Oh, that's what we want.
It's a good idea, lamb burger. I was going to see.
McMinted,
cheeky bastards, they don't even do lamb.
No. McMinted, Easter. Get on it, McDonald's. You're missing out there. You'll make millions.
Chicken wrap. I like the old wraps, I do.
Millions.
Talked to my wife the other day. She said, oh, I don't fancy her. She doesn't eat beef, does she? She only has chicken. No. Like myself.
Yeah.
So she usually takes...
Plenty of lettuce.
She usually takes the, the patties out, as they call it. She flings them out, and she has a chip burger.
Oh yeah.
She said, "I don't fancy that this week. I'm gonna have." She said, "What's the wraps like?" I was like, "Oh, they're beautiful."
Well, you've said to me many a time.
Beautiful wraps.
You like the wraps?
Obviously, I can't have the hot ones, the peri peri. Ah. So she likes a bit of spice.
Oh,
she, that's why she hangs around with me.
Old spice.
She has one of that. She said, "Oh, that's fucking lovely."
Converted.
I can't believe I've never had one before. She said, I'm never having that again. I'm going to just have the wraps.
Nice. Converted this.
I had the garlic mayo one. I like the garlic mayo one. I like the Thai sweet chilli because it's not too spicy. and it won't hurt my arse when it comes out.
On the way out.
God, I got a dodgy stomach, and I can't have the old spice.
Yeah.
But, of course, the next one, then, is the barbecue bacon one.
Oh. I can't have bacon. Oh, Christ, no.
And when you say, oh, can I have it without bacon, they're like, oh, yeah, okay. But it takes them an hour to bloody do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're sitting in the car park.
Like, oh, fuck it.
I'll do it. I'll go through it.
I'll have garlic mayo. Give me garlic mayo, please. Right. Oh, they do spicy veggie burgers, no?
Do they?
Yeah, they do, yeah, spicy veggie burgers. Nice.
Not for me, son.
Not for you. Fillet of fish is quite nice. But yeah. they put too much goodbye sauce on it.
Is it? Yes. Too much goodbye sauce.
It's just overpowered goodbye sauce on it.
Nah, you don't want that, son.
Only a little dollop you need. Only a little dollop. Yes. That's all.
You need,
son. I had that on Friday, I'm not going to lie. I had a proper Friday dinner because it was Good Friday.
Of course it was.
I had fish and chips.
It's got to be done, eh?
Fish and chips. My parents have it every Friday. Fish.
You got to have fish, right? It's against the law not to, man.
Yeah.
It's against the law not to.
So, I had myself a whale. That's it. Yeah, blubber whale. Oh, it took me ages. It took me ages to finish it. Just see me trying to deep fry it. Nah, I had a bit of cod. A bit of cod. From Iceland. The shop, not the country, but I don't know, it might come from the country.
You never know,
I didn't have a look.
That's covered in piss out there, don't it? Or is that sharks, just sharks out there?
I don't know.
Gone off fucking.
Should we crack out with.
We'll talk a bit of football, because it's plenty happened.
She took a blow to the face.
It is, of course, the weekend of the resurrection. So, and we've had a title race resurrected, Al.
Yes.
Hasn't we?
4 points. Hey? I told you this the other day, Jack.
You did.
I told you the other day.
Told us.
Chelsea are not winners.
Not winners, not home and dry.
They're not, sir.
So Spurs kicked off the weekend.
There we go.
With a 4-0 drubbing of Bournemouth. Dembele, Son, Kane and Janssen. Got himself a goal in open play, Premier League.
Going back to the Harry Kane, I thought he was out for the rest of the season.
No, he said he was out for about a month or 6 weeks, and he come back in two or three, didn't he?
He fallen at his jaw, did he?
He tripped over his fucking jaw, yeah, I think so, sir.
Jim Mills, bastard love child.
He is, son. He's got a bit of Great Carly about him, isn't he, son?
Yeah.
Bournemouth took a ride in, though. Jack Wheelchair went off injured, didn't he?
Did he?
To some great cheers from the Spurs fans. But Spurs, they're looking like the best team in the league, aren't they? They're playing amazing football.
Yeah.
Never look in trouble against, you know, big boys, small boys, medium boys, fat boys, thin boys. You know, never look in trouble. They can handle themselves against all the boys. So, but absolute driving, and obviously they've closed that gap, put the pressure early on the weekend on Chelsea, closed it to 4 points.
Do they play at all?
Who's that?
Chelsea and Tottenham.
I think it might be in a week or two, maybe next week or a week.
Well,
or two.
We'll have a look at the fixtures.
Might be in the cup I'm thinking of.
Let's have a look at the fixtures.
Have a look at the fixtures. Get the fixtures up. But so Spurs, 71 points, 4 points behind in second. Absolute. I mean, we've talked about them for weeks now, about how they're playing. It's just a pleasure to watch as a football fan at the moment.
Yeah, absolute pleasure.
And you just see them on the pitch, the confidence on the pitch, all growing together. It's all set for something special to happen over the next few years, obviously, as we said before. Bournemouth, still not safe, only 35 points, 16th. Other clubs struggled over this weekend to close that gap, so that's the one good thing for them. But I mean, they've got to be one of the worst defence they got in the league, Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Howe, I mean, he really needs to address that. I know this is about where they should be. I mean, they had a great season last season, obviously, staying up, whatever, but this is where they should be in that dogfight.
Nah,
the level they are.
They're not playing.
I think it's just the Cup, an FA Cup. They got each other in the semis. we'll move on quickly to another team down the bottom who's trying to chased down Bournemouth, and indeed had gone 15th, one above them. Crystal Palace 2, Leicester 2. Nice Desmond down at Selhurst Park.
Although, were they 2-0 up? Somebody was 2-0 up in the game.
Leicester 2-0
up.
Yeah, Robert Huth, Jamie Vardy put them 2-0 up.
Both my dream team. Both.
Are they?
Got me 8 points.
Near the bottom.
I'm stuck in 7th. I've been 7th all fucking season.
What a shock. It is, yeah. I think it's a glitch, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I should be right up there, me. Winner last season, son. I'm doing less, don't I, son?
Yeah, you're doing less. Sack you in the morning, son.
Yeah, they will. They will. After what I've done for them. Squad in Neville's FC.
Yeah, sucked. You stole my fucking name as well, you cheap bastard.
Oh.
I used to be squad in Neville's.
Did you fuck? It's been my name for years.
Jesus Christ.
Kabaye for...
Fanny Morlocks, no?
Kabaye pulled one back for Crystal Palace and Christian Benteke equaliser. Who find it a bit of form.
Isn't he?
Hopefully he's settling well now at Palace, I think.
Good. I think it'll be good next season. Sam bringing his players, I think.
And let's see if they can keep him. If they can play Zaha, heavily linked with Spurs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
They'll stay there. Townsend, him and Benteke, you've got so much potential to be one of the most dangerous attacking three in the league when you think about it. Really, Benteke, if he settles there, he's going to score plenty of goals. So what he did at Villa over what 2-3 years, whatever,
yeah.
Didn't get a chance at Liverpool, really. And there's only, you know, the move to Palace is really settling in now, hopefully. But yeah, so Palace 15th on 35, level with Bournemouth on above them on goal difference, and Leicester up to 12th. 37 points. And they're going to stay up now, aren't they? Another win. And they're guaranteed. Leicester City.
Yeah, of course they are. They're going to win the league, sir.
They're going to win the league. I'm sure they can.
Going to win the Champions League. Man United is going to win the Europa.
And Europa.
And that means the fourth place won't be in the Champions League.
No, they will.
No, they won't. Man United win the Europa League. They're in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Leicester win the Champions League. In the Champions League.
You're only allowed 5 from each country, however way.
So,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. So the fourth place will...
Which is currently Man City, I think.
Yeah. I'm like, come on!
But we'll move on to the race for fourth, because Everton has still got a shout. 57 points, only 3 behind Man United.
Yeah.
A couple more behind Man City, obviously. 3-1 against Burnley. Jagielka, me on goal, and Lukaku. Volks with a penalty for Bournemouth, who, on 36 points, I mean, everyone talks about the 38-point, 40-point mark for complete safety.
Yeah.
But Burnley, as I think we said last week, there's too many clubs in between them and the bottom three for them to drop right down now.
Quite a lot of teams down there.
I think it's... No, it's Swansea and Hull now. The bottom... Well, you say the bottom two are gone, but you never know.
Barra are the bottom two.
That's what I'm saying.
You reckon Barra?
Well, we don't know.
We've got Arsenal tomorrow.
You've got Hull and Swansea then. I think it's them... It's them four. From them four now.
Mind you, we got 2 games in hand at Swansea.
That's what I'm saying.
And we got a game in hand from Sunderland.
Exactly.
So if we capitalise on them...
That's it. You've got Arsenal tomorrow night. Monday Night Football.
Win our next 2 games, it's 30 points.
Win your next 2, you're level with Hull on 30. Which, obviously, you've got to win them, haven't you?
Yeah. And I think we've got a better goal difference as well, actually.
Probably have.
Minus 15.
Probably have. Middlesbrough nil. Got a good goal. Don't let many in. I don't know if the name change has gone through yet. Being ratified. By the FA. But Everton, another cracking win at Goodison. It's becoming a fortress for them.
Yep.
Winning it most weeks.
Very
now.
Sticky place to go, that is.
Very sticky place to go. Lukaku carries on banging him in. Another goal to add to his growing reputation, of course. And again, much like Crystal Palace, although Everton are obviously flying high on the other end of the table, it's all about who they can keep hold of in the summer, really.
Yep.
Especially Lukaku, as we know. Move on there, another team struggling down the bottom.
Hull
away to Stoke, 3-1 winners for Stoke.
Peter the Crouch scored.
Peter the Crouch, Arnautovic.
And Shaqiri.
Shaqiri, zips don't lie.
Shaqiri from EastEnders scored.
Quality goals. And
Harry Maguire won't be there next season, he'll be off.
Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him at a club, he should be given a chance in the squad, I think we've said it before.
Yeah, big fan of Maguire,
isn't he? Big fan of Maguire. I mean, obviously, he called up, what's his name, Michael Keane last time, didn't he?
No, it was Michael Keane.
Called him up last time.
Yeah, he did,
as a replacement. So, whether he's just, obviously, well, he must be just ahead of Maguire in the pecking order.
Oh, hello.
Because, I know, oh, a bit of windy pops. Too much tea, Alice, that's my fifth cup today, aren't
it? It's my fourth cup, Harrison.
Was it?
Yeah.
I went because the missus and the baby had to go to the church. Cause she goes to Scouts or Beavers, whatever it's called, isn't it? So they had to go there. I was dropping them off.
But the church is all around the corner, you lazy bastards.
No, it's up. It's not that one, it's the one up in Navarred. I dropped them off and then Rachel texted, I got to stay in here. To go on a texture. So my sister wanted to drive around the corner, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Two cups of tea on the head, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness.
How is she, Trace? I've not seen it. What a while.
She's alright, son. She's alright, yeah.
I forget
she took your job, didn't she?
She managed her, didn't she?
No, I don't think she.
My job. I left because I had a better job.
You did, that's right. I
had a better job as management.
But pop around here, a couple of cups of tea in there, see? Oof. So that's two there. I had one before I left
the house. Got a little bit got on for hour two. Between us, you know, sexual tension and all that.
Friction burns.
Definitely was, son.
But we'll go to another game now before our half time, Al.
Ooh, pass that half time kazoo over there, son.
Oh, you're not prepared, Al.
Sweat over there. Oh, I'm lounging around, son. It's good. Jesus did fuck all today.
Jesus did fuck all, son.
He did, son. Is he up, yeah? Is he coming, yeah? Got glazed look in his eyes.
Hey, we're the same age as Jesus when he resurrected, son.
Is he? He was 34.
33.
Oh, 33, yeah. we're 34 this year.
We're 34 this year.
Only 3 months. I think.
Only 3 months, months, yeah.
Hey, we're only 40. Where the fuck did that happen?
When did that happen? I tell you something, Al.
What?
I found out about myself the other day.
You fat and ugly.
No, I knew that a long time ago, son. I don't know, I've got to check this and see how many people are like me in the world, because apparently it's quite a thing. My birthday, 5th of August, the same date that I was born. Amazing. You know, I think?
Yeah.
There's not many like that.
No, I don't think so.
Not many like that at all. I want, you know, out there on my own, maybe.
You were born on a Friday.
Was I?
Yeah.
I smelt fish coming out.
I know that for a fact, son. Should I tell you why?
Because you were born on Saturday.
I was born on a Saturday. Doing World of Sport with Dickie Davis, watching British wrestling. So you must have been born on a Friday.
Must have, son. Must have.
Because I'm the 6th of August.
That's right, and I'm the day before the 4th. Yeah.
You'll always be...
The 5th is the day before, not the 4th.
You'll always be older than me.
I will, sir. I will.
I'll always be the younger, smart...
The young gun.
Lucky one.
The young gun, son. But anyway... you're doing good, son. You've gone early, son. You've gone early.
I've just got excited. Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. We'll go to the bottom club, Sunderland... Another Desmond, son.
He didn't do anything on a Monday, see? That's why we have bank holiday Monday.
He didn't do a thing, did he?
Just sat there.
Lazy fuck.
Scratching his hands. It's like, oh, fucking hell. Nasty Della. They'll leave a scar, I tell you. They'll leave a scar. Mary.
Mary, look what I can do. Straight through.
You're working tonight, Mary.
Fuck's sake, Mary, get the saddle on, will you?
Yeah, no,
fucking sting it.
Don't be late tonight, Mary.
Sting it, this is.
Now people forget she was a prostitute, actually.
She was a prostitute. She was.
Jesus is the best customer, apparently. And Shandy.
Loved it, old Jesus, son. Yeah. Huh?
After it, when he caressed her boobies, her nipples used to go through her, I think, ants. Because the old. He loved the fuck job, old Jesus.
Did he?
Everybody knows that.
His favourite, is it?
Yeah, loved the old fuck job.
Oh, keep your sandals on, Mary. Keep on, love.
Oh. But, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Oh.
Oh, no one expected this when they tuned in, when they pressed play on this one, son.
Oh, I know.
Oh, right.
I hope no one's religious.
Who is nowadays?
Who is? If I can get some law now to be show you religion.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Shame said, no religious programmes on throughout this Easter holidays. No dinosaur fucking films. When I was growing up, there's loads of dinosaur films.
Oh,
you Ray Harryhausen films.
You couldn't get away from dinosaur films.
All right.
Couldn't get away from them.
Religious was Jesus Christ Superstar or Jesus of Nazareth.
Go on, son.
Huh?
He's playing for Man City here, son. We know that.
It's terrible, son.
It is.
Fuck all. No films.
No. No films.
No Easter Sunday specials.
No.
TV.
It's nothing, son. It's nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. There is nothing, Al.
Crack on, son.
Crack on.
Before I fucking blow my top.
Because we've had a Desmond at the stadium at like 2-2 against West Ham. Kasri. They should have won. AU. And Collins.
AU too.
AU and Collins for West Ham. Sam Byron sent off for the Hammers. Yes. Dirty bastard. Kasri and Barini.
90th minute,
wasn't it? Got his famous goal of the season. He's got it in early. Usually leaves it a little bit later. But, yeah, so Sunderland, they're gone, man. 21 points is all they got. West Ham, 13, 37 points. Safe again, obviously, but it's a game Sunderland had to win. Like the last 10 ever played, really. West Ham should have won, as you said, son. Dominated for a long period, really had some good chances. Should be winning more games than what they have this season, isn't it? West Ham.
Yeah, I think... Well, they're in Europe, aren't they?
Heavily linked with getting rid of Bilic and bringing in...
what was his name from Fulham?
Fulham, Jukinovic, is
it? Jukinovic.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Keep it Bilic. He's done marvellous.
Ah, he's doing all right. He's doing all right, I think. Because there's always going to be a rocky season this season with stadium move.
Yeah,
stadium obviously Europe. He's had the trouble with... what's his name?
Gold?
Payet.
Oh, yeah, Payet.
Payet, who fucked off.
Next season will be different.
So next season, I mean, he spent 20 million on AU and he was injured for the first half of the season as well, didn't he? Got injured in the first week or 2 weeks, so that was unlucky. So next season, a couple more qualities.
Keep the faith, I say. Keep it with him because I think he's doing a terrific job.
A couple of good signings in the summer, no injuries, a good run. They'll have a good start of the season. They'll be away, I think. Good top 10 finish, maybe, I think, next season. If they keep the faith, as you said. But... Sunderland down, as you said, Sunderland down, son. They're gone. Giving up the ghost on him. Don't know why we're talking
Give
about.
Give up the ghost.
Give up the ghost.
Don't know if we've mentioned him at all. Fucking scum.
Yeah. And that is. That's. That's half time. We've got Premier League review. The half time kazoo. Oh. Lots of crazy frogs here. Give us a song, you're the kazoo man. Give us a song tonight.
That's a tribute to Star Wars, because 40 years this year. This week, 40th anniversary, so that was the Cantina song.
40 years. Bloody hell. See your trailer, son?
Did I see it? Fucking I watched it 5 times on the shitter. Did we see it last time? Me and you? Yeah, because I saw it 4 times, didn't I?
Yeah, it was your 4th, I think.
Yeah. Then I see it more 3rd time. Saw it on my own, saw it with my dad and my nephew, and I saw it with you.
Yeah.
3 times.
3 times.
First time I've ever been to the cinema 3 times to watch one film, see?
It was worth it though, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck yeah, we'll go again, sir.
We'll go again, sir. December, innit?
Yeah.
December's out. But yes, that's half time.
We've got another date coming up as well, son.
Have we?
We've got the new Planet of the Apes film.
When's that, son? When's that? A
couple of weeks.
Is it?
A couple of weeks, aye.
They've kept that quiet.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, God, it's not scary, is it? I don't like scary films.
I don't know.
Fucking scary. Why are people watching scary films, Al?
I don't know, you can hold my hand if you want to.
Oh,
scary, we saw the other ones. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, I don't know, got me a little bit now.
Wasn't in it at all.
Dawn?
No.
Didn't see her fucking once. But, yeah, we are half-time. We have a few shameless plugs. We're not ashamed.
Is he back?
If you ever see Still on Our Leaves on his Easter break.
Yeah.
He's on his Easter break. He's waiting on his tablets through from UA. I told him, don't buy off the internet, but don't he insisted they're cheaper. He insisted.
He sounds more Swahili now, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Like Richard Grant's.
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like. But yeah, we are, of course, on v2football.com, so check out their website. Some great articles. Some great interviews as well.
Great interviews.
And of course, recently this week, I believe, the Men in Charge there started a new YouTube channel for the V2 Academy Series 1. He's managed to get on the first 5 episodes, I think, on YouTube. So you want to catch up on them because...
Is that video or just audio?
It's audio. But you know, a lovely little slideshow. Some people don't know. Oh my gosh, I dropped my pen. You know, SoundCloud, iTunes, blah blah blah. Some people like prefer YouTube, don't they?
Yeah, we used to be on YouTube.
First ever pilot.
You can still listen to us.
Can still listen to the first one.
Our old shitty logo.
Yeah, look at that.
Red and black.
Red and black. So I can't go wrong with red and black. Dennis the Menace, isn't it? But yeah, because obviously
I'm partial to grey and orange.
Grey and orange?
Yeah. Grey and orange.
Grey and orange.
You go up, Sam. You like a grey and orange together.
I'll tell you what, I think I've got a pair of boxer shorts grey and orange.
There we are.
Grey with orange trim.
There you are.
And a bit of brown on the back.
I had my underpants on the wrong way the other day. It took me all day to realise. I'm like, these are fucking riding up. They're fucking itchy there in the crotch, yeah. What the fuck's going on? I went to the toilet, looked down, I'm like, where's my tag in the front for?
Oh, fucking hell. I went to get my pyjamas on. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, okay, I wear pyjamas. I wear pyjamas. I come home from work, boom, I wash in the pyjamas, I'm settled for the night then.
Yeah, comfy in there, comfy.
So I put them on the other day, fucking inside out. And I was like, you fucking idiot. So takes them off, turns them the right way, puts them on again. I got them back to front anyway. Fucking off again, son. 3 times it took me.
In the end, just walk around half naked.
Fucking 3 times it took me to put on pyjama trousers.
I did the other day. I had my pyjamas inside out and I couldn't be fucked. Change it. I'm like, fuck it.
I have some.
Change the pockets inside out.
Well, I'm going to keep them on backwards, but the pockets in, they're going backwards in. Yeah, yeah. Fuck's sake, I'll put my phone in my pocket then.
Now, do you enjoy... pyjama bottoms with pockets or without pockets?
I gotta have pockets, sir.
I gotta have pockets.
Gotta have pockets.
But they're really hard to find in the pack. Sorry, so you just dropped my cushion, sir.
They are hard to find, yeah, you're right, sir.
Yeah. And the ones you can find, they're like £15 a pop.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you why I enjoy.
Go on, sir.
I like putting my hands in the pockets when I'm sleeping.
I don't do that, no.
I'm sleeping like that, sir.
My hands are on by my head when I'm sleeping.
Use my arm as a pillow, even though I've got 2 pillows. I'm like that. And I put my hands in my pocket, and I go into the... Was it the fetus position? Fetus?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So I'm curled up in a ball. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3". You watch me in bed, I'm like a midget.
Take up no room, son.
No room at all. So I've got my hands in there. I'm sleeping like a... Mappy. I'm out like a shot.
Oof.
Boom. Now, I don't enjoy when my hands are not in the pockets.
Oh, you're too used to it now, see? You got yourself into the routine.
Can you sleep naked?
Can I sleep?
Naked.
No.
I can't.
It gets you excited.
Same with me. I can't because I know I'll interfere with myself. I know for a fact. I will stop touching myself. And I can't. I can't have my dingly dangly dangling dangling. No. I can't have my dingling dangling in the wind.
No, we need a wrapped up tight, son.
Yeah.
Locked up, son.
I'll sleep in boxers.
Yeah.
Because I know there's something in the way.
Yeah.
Right, but I cannot sleep naked.
Got to lock him up for the night, son. Got to lock him up, son.
The only time I'm sleeping naked, I'm not actually sleeping.
No. No.
And you know what that means, don't it? Yeah. I just got a new porno.
But, yeah, no. You're right. Got to have pockets, son. You got to have pockets.
Yes, I have a pocket.
First of all, my phone. I've got to have somewhere to put my phone when I'm just walking around the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And always, Al, I'm at that age now, Al, where I always need a tissue in my pocket.
Where was original? Just a little.
No, not yet, sir. I will.
Peanuts?
We'll
have these peanuts when I'm in bed. Oh, yeah, sir.
No, not upstairs yet. But wait. We're talking about V2 football, Al.
V2 football, yeah.
Our bosses. bosses, whatever they are.
Bosses who don't pay us.
Yeah, v2football.com, as we said, new YouTube channel. So get on their Twitter at v2football. You'll find all the links on there about the V2 Academy Series 1, because in the summer there'll be a Series 2 coming out with some great guests again and great football chat about all the
podcast on
the youth side and whatever. You are.
Podcasts on patrol.
What's that?
V2 Academy 2.
Yes.
Podcasts on patrol.
Back to Russia. And get on there as well, because there's other great podcasts on there. You've got the 72 show, which is all things Football League. I'm dribbling out.
Big news this year, this week.
What's that, sir?
Sheffield United.
Go on, champions.
League.
Champions, isn't
it? Won the league.
Yes.
And Sean Bean got the penalty.
Did he get the penalty, did he?
Yeah, so that'll be a big interesting story this week for
the
boys in 72.
Yes, indeed. So you've got the 72 show. Look out for the Hipster's Guide to Europe, all things...
Hipster's Guide to the Galaxy.
All things European football-wise. And, of course, you got the V2 Football Podcast as well, the original podcast on the website, which is all your funny stories, your international stories, bit of quizzing in the week.
Not as funny as this show, obviously.
No, nothing is, and obviously...
We can't like you, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
No, of course. We don't bullshit them.
We don't bullshit.
Say, it's a good show.
Yeah.
It's not as good as us. We are the number one show.
We are.
We're not Billy Big Bollocks.
No.
It's true.
We are. We're not just the warm-up act out for the week.
No.
We are the star of the show. And, of course, we are sponsored by artoffootball.com. So, if you've not seen them, as we said, get on their website. Some fantastic T-shirts, prints, canvases, all that. Like... at Art of Football on Twitter, search them on Facebook, Instagram. Basically, it's the handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments, the moments that you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. John Walk, especially. And the
Our
only...
Finger Haaland.
Our Finger Haaland. I fingered Haaland.
Lying on the floor, leg dangling. Keane pointing to him.
Fucking Seamus Coleman, son. You weren't the first, son. Jesus Christ, that uproar. I don't think we talked about that, do we?
No.
Fuck's sake, man. Oh, everyone's talking about he's fucking dead.
Yeah, national.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. He's still alive and well. Mm. You know what I mean? He's got a bad leg, obviously.
I've seen the photo. I saw Shane Long.
Yeah.
He was holding him.
Yeah, come on now. It's not the first time it's happened. This football.
Was it a Dave Bassett?
Dave Boost.
Yeah. Oh, that was a nasty one.
Yeah.
So bad. Schmeichel's had to go to therapy.
Oh, he was sick. Sick as a dog.
Sick as a great thing.
But in fairness, he's gone on to have a good career, making chocolates now, chocolate bars, making good money. So it all worked out well for him in the end there.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day. He got out playing for Coventry a day more.
Yeah. You're the lucky escaper.
Yeah.
So, you're the lucky breaker, Sandy did.
So that's been over 20 years. I'm sure he's over it now. We can joke about it now.
Yeah. But he's still shaking.
But yeah, so check out their designs of Art of Football, and we'll know how trained artists, son. So they're completely original. Of art exclusive, because they only produce a limited number of each design. So get on there and enter the promo code Ash and Al for a 10% discount, ladies and gentlemen.
You won't find this Finger Haaland t-shirt on this today. It's gone, huh?
It's gone. Sold out. You're too late. Too late. I'm shouting. Sorry. Got too excited then. Yeah, but yeah, enter Ash and Al, the and symbol, and get yourself a 10% discount on all their products. So I think that's all our plugs done, huh?
I need to blow my whistle. My kazoo.
Oh, I'll blow the kazoo, Al. Blow it. Oh, there's the kazoo to kick us off for the second half of the Premier League review. And we're down at Vicarage Road. Elton's big boys.
You sure now?
Yes, 1-0. 1-0 winners against Swansea.
That'll be in the pocket.
Etten, Kapui. 1-0. Shocking. That's a bad result for Swansea City, that is.
They are.
I think they are. They're not scoring goals. I mean, he had that instant impact when he came in, Paul Clement, the Frenchman.
Yeah.
Scoring goals. He shored up the defence.
Yeah.
They're still not leaking as many goals as they were, but they're not scoring at all now. Llorente is... I don't know if he played. Has he played? Is he still out injured or not? But... Even when
Swans,
he scored.
Swans player the other day, son.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, where my parents live.
Oh, he's down the
live there.
Yeah.
And there's like a country lane.
Yeah.
And I got the bigger vehicle. He's got like a fucking red Mercedes. Benz or something.
Oh, wait.
What happens? He doesn't wait. He fucking forces himself up. So, reverse back, and he's in a car. I'll have to find out where it was.
A professional footballer forcing himself upon someone.
Yeah.
That's a shocking.
He then gives me a thumb up. My reaction, when he goes down, fucking prick.
Do you know who it was?
I haven't got a clue. But he fucking knows who I am now, son.
He does know who you are, son.
He's right, they fucking can't, son. They drive up the country lane.
They don't care.
All right, little fucking lane.
Yeah.
They fucking Colin McRae, God rest his soul. Alright? And they expect you to get out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like, you fucking smash into me, son. It's your fucking fault.
Just don't give a monkeys.
Your insurance can pay out.
Yeah, they don't give a monkeys. Don't give a monkeys.
You're on fucking dash cam, you twat. I'll find out who it is, son.
Find out who it is, son.
I'll find out, son.
It'll be championship next season, son.
Blackpool, they live. People, if you want to go down.
Red Mercedes, everyone. Get
Black
on
pill.
It. Give him a boost,
Roman Bridge Close. Go up there, Sam.
Boom. There we are. Get on it, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a stick. because 1-0 loss. I mean, Watford guaranteed themselves, really, with hitting the 40-point mark. But they were already bound to stay up.
Yeah.
Already, you know, they were going to get a couple more wins.
Who? Walter Maserati.
Yeah, he's still there. Still speculation about him, though, isn't there? But Swansea, I mean, Watford, really, I mean, you know, when you think about it, they didn't have a lot to play for, so Swansea should have been absolutely up for that and really, really going for it away from home. You know, they've got nothing to lose now. They've just got to go for it at the end of the day.
I was surprised at that result.
Very surprised. Llorente, obviously, they need him to, you know, he's the star man up front. They need him to bang in the goals, but the way he's played all season, it's a case of it needs to be put on a plate for him. For him to finish it, he's not going to make a goal.
Open goal.
He's not, you know, he's not the quality of Lukaku or, you know, Benteke even, who's down there with Palace struggling. You know, he's not going to get there.
Or the lads of the Borough.
He's the lads of the Borough. Llorente, he just can't get that out there and make a chance for himself. It's got to be handed to him, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they're gone, to be honest with you. But there
he's
we
alone,
are.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's only on loan, I think. Does he? Or, I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, 28 points. Two behind Hull, who are in 17th, obviously. But they're not scoring goals. They're struggling big time. We move on then to the evening kickoff down at St Mary's. Southampton 0, Manchester City 3. Company, Sane and Aguero.
We are company scored.
Company got a goal. Back from injury. He's, I mean, we said last week, I think, they're hitting form. He's changed the way they play slightly. They're looking more solid defensively. Obviously, Company coming back is going to be a huge help there again. And away from home, 3-0 against Southampton is a really good result.
Good result.
At St Mary's. And you wonder how, you know, they're obviously going to buy players in the summer. And if Company can stay fit, he's the one they need alongside John Stones.
Do you think he'll be there?
Company?
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's fit, he's the best in the world, isn't he?
Oh, I'm not doubting that.
Oh, I know that. If he's fit,
and are they giving up?
I don't think so.
Have they lost the patience? Or
I mean, what? Or? Yeah, but they've got, 6-7 games this season left now. If he plays every one of those, and to his standards, then he's going to prove his worth. And he's the type of player they need alongside John Stones.
Yeah, to build him up.
To build him and teach him.
To show him how to defend.
Yeah, to show him how to be a defender. Yeah. You know, because he's centre-backs or whatever. You know, we've discussed time and time again. Since the start of the season, your first job is a defender. Your second job is a footballer.
Yeah.
As simple as that. In our book, anyway.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to one of the greatest centre-backs ever.
Yeah, that's right, son.
You were a fucking commander in chief on the field, son.
Undefeated captain. Undefeated captain.
Yes,
son.
You were, son.
I was, son. And I got a goal or two.
You did, son.
But yes,
red cards.
But Man City, as you know, getting that grip on fourth place now.
You actually only played like 20 minutes, and of a game, didn't you?
Huh?
You only actually played 20 minutes of a game.
Oh, we had it for a good hour, I think.
38 games you had in the season, but you only accumulated 20 minutes overall.
Hit the winning goal.
But you're still a great captain.
Still a great captain, son. But yeah, Man City, just getting that grip on fourth place now and looking very, very solid, both up front and defensively. We move on to Sunday's games. Two games to talk about. Super Sunday, Easter Sunday. Don't really like them because that's so boring to watch. West Bromwich Albion, wankers, bastards, and arseholes. Nil. Liverpool 1. Firmino with the winning goal. Liverpool staying third. And it's
they
a good
games
form.
And everybody else, though, haven't they?
Liverpool?
Yeah.
But the last few weeks, I mean, they've come back well. They get a good few wins under their belt. Because they looked at one stage they were going to slip out of that top four when there's pressure was on them. And they've come back. Obviously, Coutinho coming back and getting match fit, influencing the games, is a massive, massive plus for them. And now they look like they're going to finish top four, without a doubt.
Yeah.
But absolutely terrible game to watch.
Hopefully, they'll finish fourth and Leicester and United win the European Cups. And they won't get into Champions League.
You never know.
But I would love it. Love it if that happened.
As you said, terrible game to watch. Not great quality, but the important thing for Liverpool is they come through a game like that with a 1-0 win and 3 points, which is, you know, as everyone says, a sign of a good team, as they say.
You need to win.
Exactly. Just get a point, no matter how you play.
1-0.
West Brom staying eighth, as they have been for the last 6 months, I think. 44 points. West Brom staying eighth, as they have been for the last 6 months, I think. On 44 points, and that's probably where they'll finish up at the end of the season. And the biggest game you could say at the weekend,
you see it
In and out of it,
I caught the last 85 minutes of it.
Manchester United against Chelsea 2-0.
Didn't even want to say that, did it? What? I said, caught the last 85 minutes of it.
Marcus Rashford,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, and Herrera with the goals, and 2-0 winners.
Win for Mourinho against Chelsea.
Against Chelsea, is it 25 unbeaten or something now? Yeah. Man United, not bad. And obviously that's kept Tottenham only 4 points behind Chelsea.
Yes.
Now. With 6 games remaining, is it? Played, what, 32? It's on now, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be a good end of the season.
And
go to the wire.
Everyone, the pundits, experts, everyone said it was Chelsea's title, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A month or so back.
I didn't, though.
But you didn't, you're quite right, son. You didn't, though. You stuck your neck out, son, and you were confident. But in fairness, I mean, obviously, it's always tough at Old Trafford, Manchester United, Mourinho's tactics. It was never going to be an easy game for them to go and win and dominate as well. But the last few weeks, they're struggling to play as well.
Chelsea?
As they have all season. You just wonder, is that... It could be. Well, it shouldn't be, because they haven't played as many games as anyone else, have they? Could be the pressure getting into them, but then it shouldn't be, because the bulk, most of this team were there the season before last when they won the league. And they won cups and trophies, so there shouldn't be a pressure issue, so they should be able to deal with that and deal with being able to get over the finishing line. Saying that, they could well still do it, obviously. Still 4 points to catch up.
Over.
And I believe, I think Spurs have got the trickier of the fixtures coming up, but the way they're playing, Spurs, you don't see them dropping many points themselves. So pressure is firmly on Chelsea now.
Especially when you've got half a team can score.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Like Tottenham.
Oh, anyone.
Even the shit ones score.
Yeah, anyone. I mean, you look at Spurs, you can go through their whole team and you don't see a weakness, really. You look at other teams, you've got your Liverpool, maybe not Chelsea, but Liverpool, Man United and so-and-so. You could pick out at least one player and think, shouldn't be that, that's the weak spot, that's where they're going to struggle. But Tottenham haven't got that really. Chelsea, You just wonder if the cracks are going to start showing now. Who knows?
Hopefully.
You know.
Love to see Tottenham win, eh?
I think a lot of neutrals would.
Right,
a lot of neutrals would. Because of the football they play as well.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, all set now. It's all set for a great run in there. And of course, there's one game left for tomorrow, Monday Night Football. We talked about. Come on to Borough.
Come on to Borough.
Borough against Arsenal at the Cellnet Arena. And if Borough can win that, Al. If Borough can win that, son. Only 3 points behind Al then. Yeah. With the game in hand. This is one that they just have to go for. I'm sorry, you have to go for it. Whether you win fucking 6-5 or whatever, you're going to concede Arsenal a top side. You know what I mean? They can't sit back, go for, you know, 0-0 for 70 minutes and try and nick one.
No.
You can't do that against Arsenal.
McGrady needs to be there.
Yeah.
Gentleman Bamford needs to be there.
Yes.
Rude boy needs to be there.
Gentleman Bamford.
Right.
Because the quality's there. If they're given chances, they will score. Well, he needs to play and he needs to fucking produce. He does now.
You know, he's a shit finisher, but he can cross.
Well, he can get past people.
He can run. He can run circles around everyone.
He can run like Gump, he can.
Oh, yeah.
But he needs to...
Downing needs to pull his finger up with his arse.
Too slow now, isn't he? He's got the quality. He's still got the quality of delivery. But it's getting him the ball in enough time and space for him to pick someone out. And obviously, as we said, you need to get them people in the box now.
We've got a fucking general at the back.
At the end of the day...
We've got a general at the back, Gibson.
He wants it now, ladies and gentlemen. It's a huge game, isn't it? But you can't... You've got to go for it.
Huger in my sister's arse.
Here we are. That sums it up perfectly, that as well. But, yes, so we look forward to that. And see what happens. And that is the end, Al. That is full time on the Premier League review. Have the kazoo, Al. Oh, there he is. Well, brand new green kazoo, ladies and gentlemen, because Pinky's sadly gone.
We tweeted a picture last week, didn't we?
Tweeted a picture, always remember.
Oh, we had should see people on Twitter.
Oh, gone crazy.
Stephen Fry was talking about her.
Gone crazy, son. It's all you saw on Twitter was that and car share this week.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
We nearly brought the internet.
Oh.
Oh, Pinky. Poor Pinky. And he deserves it, Pinky does.
He does.
Because he gives some service. He gives some. It's all right. It's all right, Al. It's all right. It's all
right. I'm gone again. Pinky.
But it is it's that time of the week, ladies and gentlemen, where we catch up with our old friend. Ex-England manager, of course, because as we said, between season 3 and 4, we had thousands of letters, handwritten letters, ladies and gentlemen. These weren't emails, these weren't texts, SMSs. These were handwritten letters asking us where is Roy Hodgson? So, every episode we've found out, we've got in touch with Roy, he's a good friend now, and we find out where he is each week. So we've got him on the line now, and it's time to find out. Roy, where are you now?
Where are you? Where are you? Come on!
Boys, this week I'm in Woodstone. I'm helping Lisa Stanfield try and find her baby. You can't find it, boss. No luck at the moment. I'll keep you posted.
Keep us posted, Roy.
It's been about 30 years since she lost it.
No.
But she still can't find her baby. We're in Rochdale.
Well, so, thank you very much, Roy. Thank you very much. We'll be straight down after the show. We'll help.
Straight up, boss.
We'll help with this search.
Straight up. Rochdale.
Right. Straight up to the Rochdale. We'll be there, Roy. Keep an eye off. We'll give you a buzz when we're close.
Right, lovely, boss.
There we are.
Tomorrow, boss.
Speak to you soon.
See you soon.
It's all right. And that was Where's Roy Now?
Where are you? Where are you? Come on!
Help Lisa Stansfield.
Fair dues. He's a giving person, is Roy?
He is.
Huh?
He is.
He's always a selfless man.
You phone him up. I said, Roy, I need help. He's there like a shot.
Oh.
He's there like a shot.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Lisa Sansfield's probably ringing about. She said, right, I've lost my baby. I've been around the world, and I can't find her.
Yeah.
And he'd probably say, I'll be up right now.
Yeah.
I'll be up, I'll help you. I'll be in Rochdale, and I'll help you.
Very selfless man. Roy Orchard, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest, ladies and gentlemen.
We're doing a quiz.
Quiz for the finale.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It is a...
Jesus. I need a wash.
It's a very important quiz this week, the Baymax quiz, ladies and gentlemen, the finale of the series. Who takes the title on Series 4? But before that, we've got a very special guest, as you said. We haven't seen him. My goodness me.
Have we seen him?
Maybe since Season 2. Series 2.
Season 3, he'll be there. He's been there.
I don't know. We haven't seen him for quite some time. A bit of news, a bit of controversy this week, which we want to find out about.
Yeah.
So please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Adolf Hitler!
Wrong
one, is it?
Yeah. Please, welcome our old friend. It's Michael Flatley, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Michael.
Hello there, mate.
How are you doing, Michael?
Jesus, mate. It's been a while, I tell you that.
Where have you been? What's going on? Mate.
Well, you know, off and on. I've been doing the Lord of the Dance, you know. We've been doing on the world tour at the moment now.
Yes.
Little incident happened at in Manchester this week.
No, yes.
A big old fight broke out now. Can you believe that now, mate?
A fight?
A big old fight.
No.
Involving women.
What?
They were drunk and disorderly.
Irish women, drunk and disorderly?
No. Manx,
he
started fighting nice. Well, you know, interrupted the show and all that. Found him at the back of the stage and all that, because I'm retired now. I'm at the back of the stage and I'm like, what the fuck is going on out there, mate?
What's going on?
I couldn't believe it with my own eyes.
What?
I couldn't believe it with your eyes, mate.
No.
Well, 25 minutes gone by now, and I have to go on the stage now. And he said, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I do apologise. Couple of tarts. Got a little bit rosy there. Hello. I'm going to give by everybody a free hot and dot.
Oh, nice.
That's what I did now.
And everyone was all like,
Sounds
like a right palaver there.
If I'm not doing the production management now on the Lord of the Dance.
Yeah.
I'm back in Old Driscoll's.
Old Driscoll's?
I bought it now, Bythe.
We know where you've bought it.
I'm the owner now.
No, you're not, do you?
I am indeed, Bice. I tell you right.
We heard news of you from our friend Seamus Plugs.
Aye.
We know he's been there himself.
Well, Seamus, he's lost his accent a bit now, hasn't he, now?
I don't know what's going on.
He's been over here too long now. He's not like Michael, you know. Michael flies around the world now.
No, that's right.
You know.
You don't stay in one place too long, see?
No, I don't stay in the car too long, no.
keep
I was in County Mayo last week, Bice.
County Mayo.
County Mayo, and I was out of the west coast of Galway now.
Right.
You know, and then I drove up to the Northern Ireland, Baz, you know.
Oh, right.
And up there to visit my friend Paddy.
No trouble?
No trouble at all, no.
Good.
And Michael Flatley.
Michael Flatley.
And make a fucking guard over there.
Now, Mike, I tell you this, I don't know, you tell me they still do this. When I went over there, it's the first time ever I've seen orange juice in a milk bottle. Deliver to people's doors. They still do it.
Well, you dirty bastard. They're doing it over here as well.
I know that, but this was in the 90s now. Deliver to their door with
them. Of course they do not.
Well, yeah, just ask them if they still do it.
But they just go tap and tap now.
That's right, yeah.
Aye. We used to get them over here.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm sure they can. They sure the
deliver to
find a milkman. That's the problem. that's right now, Alex. That is very true now. You hardly find a milkman anymore.
It's very hard.
You don't see that an early riser anymore.
No,
you won't see the one-eyed milkman anymore, Bice. But tell me, I've been busy, Bice. But thanks for inviting me back on the show, Bice. It's been a while now.
It has been a while. It's been cracking to see you,
Michael. You've not even had my old friend Jorgen on.
Well, we're working on it. I mean, he's been very busy lately, but we are working on it. He's doing various...
He said to me last week, Michael, I'm very heartbroken. I'm not being on the show. Have I done something wrong? And I said to him, don't be silly now, Jorgen. they're very busy boys now. They've got the proper guests now.
I've got the proper guests now.
He said, don't worry, they'll have us back on soon.
Of course we will.
Because the people on the Twitter now, they've been outraged. Yeah. I seen a couple of comments.
Yes.
Where's Jurgen? Where's Michael?
Yes.
Right. Where's Billy Connolly?
Where's Billy?
No. Where's the Mick Jagger you used to do in the second series?
Yes. Well, they're all due to come back. They are, Michael.
Sorry, mate. They dropped me paper in the floor.
Well, obviously, we've got you back. Great to catch up with you. We're going to catch up with everyone.
Well, I signed contract with you guys. You know, it doesn't matter if I don't appear. You still have to pay me, no?
Yes, I do.
It's a lot of money. Save me jargon.
Yeah, I know.
And Al Pacino. Yeah, and all the swans, nigga.
Yes, I know. It's a lot of money we pay.
You know, you pay
people.
A lot of money for these boys, no?
I know. It's just hard to get them over here on a certain day, isn't it?
Well, and as I said, boys, you're very busy with the proper guests now. The real footballers.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You know. Like the one supposed to have last week. The hide-and-seek guy. And he didn't turn up, did he not?
No, he didn't. You're right. Quite
he did
right.
not turn up, no.
You're quite right there, Mike.
Do you want me to send a couple of boys over?
If you wouldn't mind, I mean.
I'll come over now, boys. We'll take his fucking wheels off the car now.
Be very nice of you. Yes, sort that out, Michael.
Give me the address, boys, and we'll go up there. Me and Mickey will go up there now.
There we go. There we go. We'll definitely get that sorted.
Well, let me see you tomorrow, boys, in O'Driscoll, seeing as bank holiday now.
Are you open? What time are you open?
Fucking 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning. Do you do breakfast?
Of course we do.
Well, we'll be there then. We'll
soda bread.
Soda bread. Potato fowls.
Potato fowls, everything, boys, you
we'll
know.
Yeah, Michael, we'll be there for the full works. And a proper Irish breakfast.
Oh, yes, proper Irish breakfast, boys.
There we are. We'll be there then straight away. So, yeah, well, thank you.
First five pints free for you, boys.
First five?
First 5 pints.
Oh, my God.
Does that include anything? Like, can I have a pint of Baileys?
Pint of vodka?
Vodka. Of course you can't, boys. I said pints. I didn't say what's in the pints.
No, that's true.
You filled books up.
Thank you, man.
You can have a pint of fucking peanuts if I... You know, I don't care. First...
Peanuts.
A pint of peanuts.
Penis or peanuts?
Peanuts.
Penis.
Peanuts. Dry roasted peanuts.
That still could mean penis. Peanuts.
Yeah, peanuts.
Penis.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Not penis.
No.
Peanut.
Thank you.
Peanuts. Peanut.
Well, we will be there.
First 5 pints, right?
First 5 pints.
Bring the family, right?
We will indeed make sure...
I've opened at the kiddie section now.
Have you, yeah?
It's like a Hall of Fame of the great Irish. I've got Jackie Charlton there. Yeah. Look at statue, guys.
Yeah. Tony Cascarino.
Tony Cascarino's there, as a minute. Paul McGrath.
Paul McGrath.
Father Ted and Dougal's there.
Dougal. Who's the other one? Father Jack.
Father Jack's there. I got a memorial for them, you know.
Fully deserved as well. Fully
rightly
deserved.
Rightly so, guys. Rightly so.
Fully deserved.
And of course, the legend at himself, Sir Terry Wogan.
The Terry Wogan. Oh,
I'm going to bust at him, boys.
You'll have me in tears now. We'll have to sort
calm
out.
Down. Calm down,
sort out the statue of Pinky.
Ah, Jesus, I heard that last week.
Now, Michael?
I heard that now last week. I saw the pictures you tweeted now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw my tweet, but oh, I was in tears. I told my wife, Siobhan. And yeah. Siobhan, she was devastated now, boys.
Yeah.
Siobhan. Even though her name is Niamh. Yes. I still call her Siobhan for some reason. I said, Siobhan, look at this now. And she turns around, she said, you faking idiot. My name is Niamh. You've been married to me for the past 16 years, right? I said, less of that, no jip for you now, you.
Bad as them women in Manchester, Michael.
But they can't help me, mate. She controls the money, so I've got to do what they say, no?
Yes, you have indeed, Michael.
So Niamh, I said to Niamh, I said, Niamh.
Niamh.
Look, Pinky, no, he passed away now. Ah, she was in floods of tears. She phoned her mama up.
Yeah.
Up in Galway.
No.
She phoned her up. She said, Mama, old Pinky died. Yeah. And her mammy said, who the fuck is Pinky?
She doesn't.
Because she from Northern Ireland.
Ah, right.
That's why I changed the accent there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. Because yeah. I could do the impression of my wife, Niamh, yeah. And her granny.
Yeah.
Well, her mammy, I should say. Yeah. Not her granny.
No.
Her mammy. Dolores.
Dolores.
Dolores, sir. What's you laughing at, Dolores?
I don't know, Michael, to be honest with you. I just, you're
very... Dolores O'Flanagan.
Is it?
That's Niamh made the name, no, O'Flanagan. Niamh O'Flanagan.
Well, I didn't know.
She, of course, she's not O'Flanagan anymore now.
No, she's...
Where is she now?
Flatly, of course.
She's flatly now. She was last night, but I tell her that no problem now. She was flat out on the back.
Right. Well, as always, Mike, it was absolutely amazing.
Hey, boys, it's been a crack again, no?
It has, and we'll see you in the morning for breakfast.
I've got that up about that now, boys.
And we'll...
Come down, first five pints free. Bring the family, boys.
We will bring the family, and I tell you what, see if we can get Jürgen there, and we'll have a chat and, you know, sort things out.
Was
with
it Monday? No, Jürgen is off tomorrow, boys.
He's off, is he? By the
but I don't know if he's in the country, no.
we'll see. We'll try and get hold of him and try and arrange it.
We'll have a little vino about it, you know, a little jolly up note. You know that? It's in her heart, you know. All day about that.
A little lock in. Yes,
I'll be on tonight, boys, you know.
Yes. Why not?
I will.
Well, there we are. Why not, do they?
Have many Easter eggs with you, boys?
Me?
Yes.
I've had about two or three, I think, yeah.
Fat bastard, don't call me, yeah. Fat bastard, no.
I haven't eaten them yet, they've been fat enough. What about
you, Alex? Have you had any Easter eggs? I have not had an Easter egg.
No?
No. Not yet.
You haven't had one of your own?
I do have, well, I am planning to
have you had any of other people's? Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, no. I do believe he's 15 now, he's not.
Yeah.
He is.
Well, what does he want chocolate egg for?
He's actually a glass collector in your pub, Michael. I know that, no. That's why he said I do believe he's 15.
There we are. Legal, innit?
Yeah, look at the size of that man on TV now.
On the bullseye there.
He's a fat fucking nose.
It's like Art and Garfunkel.
Cheers, no. Look at the size of that name. It's like a blimp he is now. If you're watching this now, change the channel TV now, everybody. I watch the bullseye.
Bit of bullseye. Bit of bullseye.
This man is—he's out of proportion to his head. Is out of proportion to the rest of his body. Now.
It is indeed. Well, Michael, as we can say, thank you very much for coming in. We will see you in the morning, and hopefully we can have you on a bit more regular now.
I'll see you tomorrow morning, guys.
There we are. So, 6 o'clock.
You'll be there 6 o'clock.
Be there. I'll be there 5 to, Michael.
Well, you knock on the door, but I'll be there.
There we are. Thank you very much.
I'll just be finishing off the night before, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll see you both tomorrow now. Well done, guys.
See you in the morning, Michael. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Have
ta-da.
A good one.
Ta-da.
I know where. Great catch up with him.
Yeah, that's nice.
Been yonks.
Yeah.
Been months.
Yeah, it's been a while.
First time this year, I tell you that now. Definitely.
No.
Definitely.
Shut your mouth.
First time 2017. We'll ask him in the morning.
We'll ask him in the morning.
All right, then. First time 2017. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there we are, the superb Michael Flatley. You can't see us again. But now, it is time for the finale. The grand finale for and Series 4.
The Dragon of Crappie.
Of
the... Yeah, Matt.
I thought that book was about my mother-in-law.
The Beer Mat Quiz, ladies and gentlemen. Myself, Ash, leads 6-5. It is all. This is the last week. Winner takes all this week, Al. You can level it up and win on a tiebreaker. Or Ash can win. Now, the basic premise is, ladies and gentlemen, we have an unlimited...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Ash and Al podcast is proud to present to you, it's Beer Mat Quiz Grand Final.
Oh, I love it, Sam. Good one. Good. Special, that was. But yes, we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with four football questions on each. Some we've asked, you may
some have asked, some we haven't.
Basically, we pick a card each. Beer mat each. Ask the question. Hope you get those wrong.
What are you going to do?
So, as we said, I leave 6-5. It's all on this. Can I get 7-5? So, Al, pick a card, any card. Oh my gosh, what shall I have? I'm going to have the Brazil flag on the back of it. Right, let's see. Let me check this to see if we've had any of these questions before, ladies and gentlemen. We have had 2 and 3 on this one now. And I, to build up the tension, I'm going to ask you first, sir. Because if you get yours right, it's levelled up, son. And then it's all on me.
We've had 2, 3, 4. You got number 1.
Number 1. So you've got 1. You've got number 1 and 4 to pick from, Alex.
Well, seeing that you've got number 1, I'll go for number 1 in yours as well.
All right, then. Here we go, then.
Oh, look at his eyes, ladies and gentlemen. He's giving me the dodgy look there, saying, oh, I've got the fat cunt. Oh, I've dropped the C word again.
Oh, my gosh.
Edit that out, son.
No, it stays in.
You can do that over.
We record as live.
Yeah.
In what year was Barcelona FC formed? 1889, 1904, 1893, 1910.
A.
He has gone for A. 1889. A is right. Oh, he's leveled up.
Seven all, motherfucker. Seven all, motherfucker. Right down. Seven all.
Six all, sir. Six all.
Seven all.
Six all.
Before we send six.
No, 6-5, sir.
Huh.
Six all, six all. It is all on this. Mm-hmm. If I get it right, I win.
No diggity.
Right. Or it goes to a tiebreaker if I get it wrong.
What a comeback, though.
Fantastic, Al.
What a comeback with Matt.
Oh,
come back.
Brings back memories of my comeback last season. And I ended up winning it on tiebreaker.
Did too.
Could it reverse the rat? The...
Come on. What three teams were relegated from the Premiership in the year 2004-2005 season?
Shut up.
Was it A, Sunderland, West Brom, Portsmouth? B, Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace? C, Southampton, Portsmouth, West Brom? Or D, Portsmouth, West Brom and Norwich? Oh, I'm going to let you fuck that.
2004-2005.
If you get this right, son, you deserve to win.
Right, go through them again and slower.
Sunderland, West Brom, Portsmouth. Norwich, Southampton, Crystal Palace.
Slower, slower, West Brom. Slower, my brain cannot process this.
Southport.
Southport? Never been in the Premier League, son. You cheating bastard. You've been at it all this time.
I've read Southampton and Portsmouth together. Portsmouth, West Brom and Norwich.
What was C?
Southampton, Portsmouth and West Brom.
Now then. What was D?
Portsmouth, West Brom and Norwich. Shall I read them out again?
Oh, Christ, I'm going for D.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. Because we're going to the tiebreaker.
Oh,
shut up.
That's a ridiculous question. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, look now. Because you can't get it right. Pick your toys up.
You know, man, it's 12 years ago.
The question, the right answer was B, Norwich, Southampton and Crystal Palace. Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, no, actually, it was B. So, tiebreaker. Hi, Bricker!
What was it? Are you sure?
It was B, yes!
Alright, alright.
Right. Don't have to be a tiebreaker!
You're gonna have to pick another card, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we pick it from the other pile?
Pick it from the other pile. We may have had questions before, but our memories are like sieves. We're getting old, sir.
Who's gonna go first? Seeing how you went first last time, it's only fair. There you go first.
Right, what have I got to pick from?
Four.
I'll have four.
Which foreign manager once said, you cannot behave like crocodiles and cry over spilt milk and broken eggs? Was it A, Jose Mourinho? B, Billy Vartz? C, Fabio Capello? Or D, Giovanni Trapattoni? I still say you need to allow win that name.
Who?
Trapattoni. Oh, Trapattoni. Giovanni or Trapattoni?
Well, that's the thing. See, he had some good things when he was in Ireland.
Mind you,
it's between
Bertie Vogts and Fabio Capello. Actually,
for me, it's between Bertie Vogts and...
Didn't he win the European Championship of Greece?
Oh, Trapattoni. Bertie Vogts? No, that was something. Someone else was.
Gerhard Berda?
Something, yeah.
Was it Bierhoff?
No, it wasn't Bierhoff. Oh, Christ.
No, he is not.
I'm going to go Bertie Vogts.
It's Giovanni Trapattoni. Oh, pressure you, people. Pressure you. These are the ones we've...
Yeah.
So two, I'll take them out, that's it.
Two or four?
Well, seeing I've had you had four, I'll go for four.
Right, Dan. How many penalties were taken in the semi-final penalty shootout of the 2006 African Nations Cup
bastards.
Between Cameroon and the Ivory Coast? Is it 6, 23, 2, 24?
What was the 20s again?
23, 24, 6 or 2?
It's not 6, it's not 2.
He ruled them out straight away.
23.
23 is saying B. It's D24.
Oh, no.
We go again, ladies and gentlemen. We go again.
We go again.
Let's give him a shuffle. Shuffle him, son. Shuffle him.
Shuffle him good.
My goodness me. Here we go.
Whenever you're ready. We haven't had this one.
Oh. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
We haven't had this one. Number three.
This is it. For the win. Come
Chelsea
on.
Chelsea announced a record loss for football club in 1 year on the 27th of January 2006.
Oh.
How much was it?
Oh, my gosh.
200 million. 140 million. 123 million. Or 57 million.
A.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It was B.
Huh?
It was B.
Oh,
140 million.
Fuck's sake, man. Call it a draw.
Can't call it a draw. It's baseball rules.
Come on, then. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're on it. We're on it, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Right, the only one we haven't had on this one is this one, okay? Teams from which two islands contests in the Upton Park Cup?
Fucking hell.
Is it A, Trinidad and Tobago? Is it B, Australia and New Zealand? Is it C, Guernsey and Jersey? Or is it D, Jamaica and Cuba?
Now, you would like to think it's Guernsey and Jersey because of the Upton Park thing.
Yeah.
But well, what's that got to do with Guernsey and Jersey? Upton Park?
Just because it's close to it's England, British Isles. But then I'm drawn to Australia and New Zealand. For some reason, I'm just drawn to it.
This is a proper question, right? I'm asking you this now.
Huh?
It's a proper question, no?
Right.
This is your question. You've got to find one for me.
Right.
Seeing that we're running out.
Jamaica?
No, she wanted to go.
Jamaica, I seem to remember, played a lot at Loftus Road at QPR. So I'm ruling that out. What was the first one?
Trinidad and Tobago.
And who? Fuck.
Australia?
I'm going to go for Guernsey and Jersey.
It's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Guernsey and Jersey.
Oh, come on then.
The only problem is we haven't got a question for me.
Well, we'll think of one now. We'll find one now, son. Don't worry about that. Here we go.
Fire away, son. I'm bored now. I don't care if I win or lose.
Here we go, Al, to stay in the quiz. The cop is a name given to terraces and ends of certain English football stadia and comes from a famous battle. You love your history, son. However, in which war or series of wars did this battle take place? The Boer War between the twins. The Crimean War. The Great War. World War One.
You don't have to tell me what the fucking Great War is. How was there, son?
The Napoleonic Wars over the ice creams.
Oh, I don't know. Really don't know. I'm going to go for... Save of the Boar, the Crimea. Go for Boar War. I don't care anymore.
Fucking arsehole.
Is that going to right?
Yeah.
Right? I actually knew that one.
Well, Al, it's gone on too long now. I think a good old game of paper, scissors, stone.
Was it 7-7?
Rock, paper, scissors, is it?
Yeah.
It was 7 each, three? Ladies and gentlemen. What you haven't heard, ladies and gentlemen, is we've cut a lot of questions out there because we couldn't get a winner. So we, you know, we don't want to bore you, so it's gone on too long. We're fed up of getting questions. So good old-fashioned rock, paper, scissors,
on. Yeah, okay then.
Let's have a go, Wayne, son.
Best of three, or best of the three, or straight off.
Best of three.
Straight off, hip, shoot, boom.
Boom. Best of three. It's up to you, son. You tell me. You decide, Al.
Well, we'll decide after if I win this. I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
You ready?
I'm practicing. Right, well, standard rules, best of three, best out of three.
Best out of
three. First two wins.
First of two wins. Are we going on three or after three?
After three.
Right. If you're playing along at home, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to get that right. Yeah, you don't want to go too early.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
One,
show.
One, two, three. Show.
Show. Ready? So on the fourth shake, you show. One, two, three.
Show.
Show. One, two, three. Show. Oh, yes! Taking it 1-0, ladies and gentlemen.
Al has gone scissors, they've gone rock, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready?
Two, three. Show.
Oh! I protected him, ladies and gentlemen. I protected him. I stuck with the scissors.
You went paper. Right.
It's all on this one.
It's down
on this one. It's all on this one.
Here we go. Oh, right
then. It's all on this one.
Right then, right then, right, 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 right. Okay then. Woo!
One, two, three, four.
Ooh, oh. Double rock.
One, two, three, four. Yes! Rock the beam.
Alex went rock. I went scissors, ladies and gentlemen. He's blunted me.
It was no contest, ladies and gentlemen, because he's exactly like me. I worked it out in his eyes. His eyes like giving away.
Yeah, he's done.
Ladies and gentlemen, you two-time Arsenal Premier League podcast
BMAC
quiz champion, Mr. Alex.
Slow
run, fatty foot, boom, boom, slow bomb.
Well done, Alex.
First two-time champion.
Fully deserved. Come back.
Want to come back?
Come back, well.
Hey, Alex, the comeback kid.
What an end. What an end to the quiz. And what an end to the series, ladies and gentlemen.
What an end. Four, yeah, you couldn't write this. You could not write this.
You couldn't write this.
This is exactly why we didn't write it.
No, because you can't. Because you can't. don't forget.
We couldn't get a question wrong.
No. We couldn't.
But I had to bring up the.
We had to do something.
Should have filmed it. We'll do it again now.
Put it on YouTube. Put it on YouTube, son. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for Series 5 upcoming.
The winner of the third annual quiz.
BMAC quiz. He's done it again.
The first two-time world champion.
First two-time champ.
Ash, he had a big lead, ladies and gentlemen, and he bottled it.
Hey, I didn't get one wrong for the first eight.
He bottled it.
Eight episodes.
He shit his knickers right at the end.
I done a Chelsea, son. I done what Chelsea are doing.
You done a Newcastle United.
I did. I've blown the lead. Fully deserved, Alex.
I like you, son.
So that's the end of Series 4, ladies and gentlemen. Look out for Series 5 upcoming. On Twitter at Ash and Al Podcast and all the like of it.
On Skype, on Pin, Stripe,
Pinterest, MySpace,
Bebo, Justin Bieber,
all those things.
Ellen tweets about us
on the generous. Trouble chat pages.
Yeah,
Your kids are on there nowadays.
Yeah,
the box. Yeah,
yeah,
the box. I don't know what I was just saying the box.
The box.
Do you remember that?
Still on, son. It's not the same anymore.
You can see your number coming up then. Wait fucking 2 hours for your song then. For fucking £10 or something.
Fucking Shaq and Demon Suppliers. I've got a week 4 hours of them. Fucking hell.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, as you said, keep on listening out. We'll be back for Series 5. And in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.
Fucking time.